You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So, folks, on Tuesday, in coordination with Greater New Orleans, Inc., we have the NOLA Coalition segment, and we talk to folks who are difference makers in our community that are involved getting themselves down into the trenches, turning the wrenches, all of those cliches to make this place that we call home a better place to live, work, and raise our family, and we're fortunate for that. And today's guest certainly fills the bill as it relates to that description. Greg Rusevich, who gives of a lot of his time back to this city. He's the chair of the Metro Crime Commission and parish chair of the New Orleans Crime Coalition. He joins us this morning. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Always great to be here.
Greg, so good news in the French Quarter, some high-tech crime-fighting upgrades. Tell us about it.
Right. So, Newell, the NOLA Coalition and the Business Council and the Metropolitan Crime Commission and very police foundation, broad base of crime stoppers, of civic and community organizations have been very strongly supportive of a drone program, specifically a first responder drone program, which is simply a program that responds to citizen calls. And as you know, we had about 300,000 911 calls last year. And the drones allow for a rapid response time instead of the average of a 1 hour response time for emergency calls. In New Orleans, this will give us a 2 to 4 minute response time. Now, it was approved, as you know, last week for the French Quarter. I think the drive here is to make this a city-wide program for first responder drones. Certainly, it's vital that we have them in the French Quarter. That was a positive vote. But we believe that those in New Orleans East, those in Central City, and those throughout the community deserve the same type of response time and the same type of public safety that drones provide, first responder drones that the French Quarter now has. And by the way, Newell, there are about 1,500 municipalities around the country that have now implemented drones, from Atlanta to Memphis to Miami to Dallas to good old Blue California to Virginia, municipalities throughout the U.S. And as you know, close by, the Real Estella program with Jefferson Parish that Sheriff LaPinto has launched has been an incredible success. So. Yeah, we're really pushing for a drone, for first responder drone program. It's absolutely vital for our community.
So I know historically we've had some we have a new council, but historically we've had some members of the council that have been ambivalent about this type of technology. Some of it were referred to it in a very negative way. Do you feel like that's changed, that there's momentum as it relates to the council and the administration and moving forward with a full-fledged program?
I do think there's momentum, but I think we still got some work to do. They also have their work to do just in studying what the program actually provides. You know, there's a small chorus, as you know, of individuals in the community that speak against it, primarily for ideological reasons. But the polling, we've polled technology, as you know, Newell, Ron Fauché did some very extensive polling for the Crime Coalition, I think about 6 months ago. And he included technology, even facial recognition, all types of technology, and the polling showed overwhelming public support for all uses of technology. You know, 70%, over 70% public polling support. So I think sometimes the council gets in the sense that they listen to a small group of citizens instead of what the broad public wants. I mean, clearly, these are simply first responder drones that can really improve apprehension. You know, visualize it. You get the 911 call, right? You're in New Orleans East. Right away, the drone is deployed. And the drone is simply using situational awareness. They're assessing the 911 call area where it's been called to. They're sending that film back to headquarters, back to the drone operator and that group, as you know, and then they can determine sort of through situational awareness what the next steps are. So to me, it provides officer safety, can lead to obviously a specific arrest, higher rates of arrest, and then actually higher rates of conviction because you've got everything on tape. You're looking at it in real time, and it can actually track the perpetrators. And so I think it's a matter of really informing the council members who are opposed right now, more giving them more information and making sure that NOPD provides all the information they require in a transparent manner, which certainly Jefferson Parish does.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I read a lot of the dailies that I gain access to with the NOPD arrest and their ability to go out and collect video evidence, whether it's a doorbell camera or security cameras at homes. I think in large measure has played a very vital role in the reduction of crime. And then, you know, the utilization of crime cameras as well. There's been this reluctance, as I said, and it's really kind of interesting. And it's going to be, I think, hard to say that you don't want to go there with all of the successes that they've had with just publicly available data that's out there with privately owned cameras. It's almost hypocritical to be against the program now. And, you know, we are making good cases. We're ruling people not only in, but we're ruling people out. So instead of looking for certain people, you know, we're able to determine right away whether or not they were the one. You know, we may have information from someone, maybe even an eyewitness that misidentified someone that we're able to rule out. It just makes it a so much more efficient way of investigating crimes, right? And using it just as a tool, not as the end all to an investigation.
Exactly. And it's an advanced way of using it. It's what others around the country are using as best practices. It's clearly a very critical public safety tool to help. And as you know, you indicated, Newell, it also is really using precision policing. You know, it allows the officers and the criminal justice system to actually see the individual, the perpetrators, you know, and to track them and to monitor them. It's really a form of more precision policing. Instead of throwing some broad net and arresting a whole bunch of individuals, it allows you to pinpoint where the crime has occurred, who has likely perpetrated that crime. And so I think the arguments for it are really powerful. And it's being used. We can look right next door to Jefferson Parish. I mean, Sheriff LaPinto is using, just as you were a step ahead, Newell, at that time on license plate readers, when you launched the LPRs and nobody else was really launching them. You know, the Sheriff LaPinto has done very similarly now with drones, except he's joined by 1,500 municipalities around the country. And so he's using them very, very effectively and is more than happy to provide all the information on his use. So I would encourage those council people that need more information or want to investigate it further, or even those who may question to assess what Jefferson Parish has done with these. And so we're going to push hard, Newell, for a citywide program, which, by the way, budgetarily, because I know there's been a lot of discussion about city budget, budgetarily, the Metropolitan Crime Commission, good old Rafi, has done his work, and he's assessed that about $1.2 million or so for a citywide drone program. I remind you that the city budget's $800 million. The NOPD, about $800 million. The NOPD budget's north of $200 million. And this is $1.2 million for a citywide drone program. If you put that on a decimal calculator, Newell, I can't even calculate what $1.2 million is of $800 million. But I think this is a pretty, this should be a pretty a clear one of something that you get great return on, something can really enhance public safety and put an exclamation point on the great progress we've been making on that front.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it certainly helps when you're down and out, you know, from a human capital perspective, right? I mean, this is a tool that allows you to start collecting information when you're in, find yourself in a distressed staffing state, and your response time is not the healthiest response time in the country, not by any stretch of the imagination. So when you put all of these characteristics together, it just seems to me to make an incredible amount of sense. You know, it's not originally designed to be that gap filler, but it is in many respects. And if utilized and weaved into the organization operationally in a common sense way, it, you can leverage that technology a long way while you're trying to fight back and getting the number of people hired, because boots on the ground still matters. It doesn't matter how much technology you deploy, you still need boots on the ground.
Right, and that it's got to go. I completely agree, and thank you for that, Newell. And I, you know, it also obviously acts as a force multiplier, but you don't want to just use it as a force multiplier. You want to also be increasing your, you know, enhancing your recruitment and retention. And I do applaud NOPD. I think they've made really good progress. We track the numbers very closely, and I think over the last 3-6 months, they've made really good progress in turning the corner on the number of applicants they are receiving and on the way they're qualifying those applicants and the way that they're using the academy. So I would expect that the police force will be slowly increasing, but increasing slowly, you know, going over the next 12 to 24 months, certainly, because of that significant increase in applications and enhancements on the background checking process and psych evaluation process. Those have been bolstered. So we're making good progress on the recruiting, too, but that'll be slow go. But I think combined with drone programs and other technologies they're using, such as license plate readers, and then working with great federal, state, and local and regional collaboration, I think we can continue to make really good strides. Boy, but that first responder drone program would sure put an exclamation point on this and really help public safety, I think, citywide, and really give comfort, confidence to those in other parts of the city outside of the French Quarter that want to have the same capability.
Do we have any idea when the French Quarter program may be up and running? Do we know?
I think it's close, Newell. I'm not certain. We will check on that. I would, if I had to hazard a guess just on what I've learned, what I've some conversations with the Police Foundation, with the French Quarter Management District, and with COPS 8 down there, I think it's probably three months. Something along those lines, 3 to 4 months would be my based on what I've heard. Not defined on that, but I think it's coming. It's getting there. I think they need a little boost in funding too, to conclude it. But they're just about there. And again, I think a citywide program for next year's budget, you know, as the budget hearings come up, Newell, I think this would be a big win for public safety to get these put this $1.2 million. Put into the budget now that the French Quarter has been approved. We need to take it citywide. It's a small amount in terms of the overall city budget, and it's got public safety written all over it, quick response times,
higher apprehension rates, higher conviction and arrest rates. It's all a winner. So we just need to, I think, be all hands on deck to be pushing this over the next couple of months for a citywide program.
Absolutely. Sounds incredible. And obviously, we wish you the best of luck in that endeavor. We know that when collectively all of you guys come together and ladies come together, y'all typically win out in the end, and that's good because it's led to some really significant improvements in the way that we operate ourselves here, and it's been nothing but a plus for the place that we call home.
Yeah, thank you, Newell. I think when you get the NOLA Coalition, 500 organizations, diverse as the city, actively engaged, and you get the Metropolitan Crime Commission with its knowledge and, Rafi Garnacci and the whole team leading it, and you get the Business Council, which are leaders of the business community here, and then all the neighborhood groups and civic groups behind this. Yeah, it's hard to say no to that. That's a winner. It was a winner after Katrina. It's been a winner the last year, and we're on a great comeback here and just want to keep the momentum. This is a great opportunity to really to really keep enhance public safety.
Absolutely, and the chief will be joining me on Thursday morning, I think at 10 o'clock, in that segment. She does so every month, and we'll talk some more about this and hopefully get some backfill on some of the information relative to the French Quarter program as well. As always, totally enjoy the conversation. Greg Rusevich, thank you so much for joining us, chair of the Metro Crime Commission, past chair of the New Orleans Crime Coalition. Have a great 4th of July weekend.
Thank you. Happy birthday, USA. Thank you, Newell.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.